episode of Just Add Sprinkles Celebrating Motherhood is brought to you by Electrofan Kinder, a first-of-its-kind sound and light machine. The best part? You control it with your smartphone. Make sure you stay tuned for a special discount code.
Go ahead, shake that jar of sprinkles and celebrate your role as a mom. I'm Stephanie Fleece with City Moms Blog Network, and my hope is that the next 40 minutes or so bring a smile to your face, a skip to your step, and a sprinkle or two to your mundane. This is Just Add Sprinkles, Celebrating Motherhood, a podcast by City Moms Blog Network. Hey everyone, happy holidays from all of us here at City Moms Blog Network. December is such a special time of year, at least it is in our home, and I certainly hope it is in yours. But you know what makes the month so special? Moms. Now, a majority of this episode is going to be a celebration. It's going to be a celebration about traditions that many families embrace this time of year. But one thing I do think is important to throw out there is the fact that it doesn't come without a decent amount of stress. December can be so stressful and full of so much anxiety for so many of us moms. Oftentimes, it's the own pressure we put on ourselves and our own shoulders. Sometimes it's outside pressure that's falling on our shoulders as well. It might even be just this list of I should do's that form in our heads as moms. But here's what I'm going to ask you to do today. Those should do's, one of my friends explained them as if they're like a noose around your head. I know that sounds a little bit strange to compare those two, but I love that analogy because I do agree that oftentimes our should do list can become a noose, especially this time of year. And so here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to ask you to take that off your head because you have the power to take it off and throw it aside. While those should do things are certainly things that if there's time and energy, could be embraced and add tremendous joy to this holiday season. But the last thing I want to see happen is those should do's really trap us and we lose sight of truly the celebration that is a part of this season and this closing year. And so with all that in mind, as I mentioned, this is going to be a really fun episode. We'll be talking all about traditions. You may hear from other moms who have the same traditions you do, but you'll also probably hear some fun new ideas as well. So here's what's coming your way in this episode of Just Add Sprinkles. First, I'm going to talk with Morgan Sheena, who is our Boston Moms Blog site owner, and she's joining me as my co-host today. We're going to chat about holiday traditions. Now, I celebrate Christmas in our home, and our family celebrates Christmas, and she celebrates Hanukkah in hers. And so we had a really fun conversation about our different traditions, but also we talked a lot about what brings us together, regardless of what we're celebrating this season. And while our traditions might be different in some cases, what you'll be surprised to find is that there truly is a lot of similarity. Additionally, we've asked a few of our team to share their holiday traditions with you, and there are some really interesting ones that you'll hear shortly. We'll also wrap up the year with a highlight of some of the great accomplishments within City Moms Blog Network in 2017 in our news segment. And we'll finish up with a discount offer from our sponsor, Electrofan Kinder. With that, I'm so excited to get started. Hey, Morgan, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I am doing well. I don't know about you, but we've got a fresh blanket of snow in Minnesota, and I feel like especially in the month of December, that's a welcome sight for us. So I don't know if y'all have snow yet, though. Do you?
We got about 3 inches this weekend, but it rained yesterday, so it's all kind of melting away, but it's freezing, and we're going to get more. I just know it. It's New England.
I am so excited to have you join me as our very first Just Add Sprinkles co-host. Today's conversation is going to be a little bit different than what it's looked like in the past for our podcast episodes, and that Morgan is going to serve as a co-host with me, and we are just going to open up a conversation about all sorts of holiday traditions. We've got some submitted listener submitted holiday traditions that we're going to talk about. But first, we're going to start with just sharing some of our personal favorite holiday traditions. And so, Morgan, I would love for you to start. Just give kind of our listeners a little bit of background about your family and share some of your favorite family traditions.
Okay. Well, I grew up in a Jewish home, and we were what I like to call culturally Jewish, where we celebrated the holidays kind of, the fun parts of the holidays more. There wasn't a lot of religion, and that was okay with me. And then I met my husband in college, and he is much more religious than me, and that was quite a journey. Trying to find our way, and now we keep a kosher home, he goes to synagogue every week, and we've really developed a lot of our own traditions, as well as embracing a lot more of his family's traditions than mine, because he grew up in, you know, just religion was a lot more important in their home, and holidays I had never heard of were observed. So when it comes to Hanukkah, though, I'm looking right now at our 10 menorahs. And if people don't know, a menorah is, it's what we use to light the candles for Hanukkah. And each of my kids have their own, and they all have a little story. So we light the candles every night of Hanukkah. But my favorite thing is we host a family party. And I think we're having about 20 people, and my mother-in-law and her sister fry up latkes, and we get jelly donuts, and we just eat, because that's very important for all Jewish holidays. Everything's very food-focused.
Yes.
And now that there's a lot of kids, you know, we do presents and just kind of all come together. And it's just something we look forward to every year, this hosting and just getting together as a family.
Now, Morgan and I, as Morgan mentioned, she grew up in a Jewish home and is currently embracing those some traditional and some probably unique to your family traditions of like a traditional Jewish family. But I think it's probably safe to say that there are a decent amount of our listeners that while are familiar with Hanukkah, don't know a lot about it. And so I do think even just not skimming past the menorah being something that people are familiar with is helpful for all of us. But you are in the middle of Hanukkah, you know, right now. Well, it just started.
It just started last night.
And so how long is Hanukkah?
8 days.
It's 8 days. Okay. Then every night you do the candle, and you did say that you do presents. So is there a specific day that you do the gifts? Tell us a bit about that.
So we light the candles every night. And the first night we light one candle, the next night two, so on. And we use something called the shamash, which is like the helper candle. And it lights all the other candles, and it's a little bit taller when it's sitting in the menorah. I wish I could like show everyone what a menorah looks like right now.
We will post a picture in our show notes so everybody can reference that.
That would be helpful.
Yes.
Growing up, as we got older, we did one big present. Right now, my kids are younger. They're 7, 4.5, and 18 months. So we do a present every night. It's something small. My daughter got a little doll yesterday that put glitter all over my house.
Fabulous.
little things, you know, and then at the family party, everyone gives, you know, a somewhat bigger gift. But we stick to really small stuff. I mean, this year my son asked me for pajamas, which was so surprising coming from a 7-year-old.
Well, one of the things that I love about December as a whole is that regardless of what traditions your family might embrace, it truly is a celebration of a year gone past, of family, and of just being together. And I think what's fascinating to me as you're sharing some of your traditions is that, you know, food is incorporated in it, because many of the traditions that were submitted by our listeners were of food specifically. And so we do have that commonality, right, in mind.
Absolutely.
But it's also just about gathering people together and like taking some time to just out of grateful hearts to celebrate the things that have been given to us. And so I do think that there's so much more similarity than differences in just like listening that. To some of the traditions that y'all do. So now I do have to ask a very important question in my mind, because I am a foodie. I love food. And what was the first food item that you mentioned that you make? Because I am not familiar with it. What did you just call it?
My. So they're called latkes.
Yes, tell me.
They are potato pancakes. It's, you know, everyone kind of has their own family recipe, but basically potatoes and onion and some spices. They're just kind of, they're fried up. That frying things is a big part of this holiday, using oil to fry things. Same with jelly donuts, fried donuts. But people get creative with them. I mean, I've had sweet potato latkes and ones with zucchini, and you eat them with applesauce or sour cream. They're just, I don't know, a lot of the Jewish delis around here serve them year-round.
Well, I'm going to have to get my hands on some of those. I'm going to invite myself to y'all's celebration because, no.
Come on over. We'll have plenty of food. I want to give you a recipe really quick.
Yes.
Super easy.
Yes.
I feel like you would love this.
Okay.
We call it a harvest brie. And we buy a brie, just, you know, a pretty big one. And then we take dried apple slices, like the soft ones. You know how there's harder ones?
Uh-huh.
We mix dried apple slices, craisins, and pecans.
Okay.
With, it's called Mrs. Richardson's, but you can buy any brand. It's like
a brie?
Butterscotch caramel.
Oh, no, butterscotch caramel.
So we mix the caramel, the craisins, apples, and pecans, and just put it on top of the brie.
Oh.
And it's just, oh my gosh, once the brie gets really soft. So a grocery store makes this, and we kept buying it. We're like, what are we doing? So we'll just make like a giant bowl of it.
Whoa.
It is so good.
Yes.
It goes fast. It's sweet.
But then you have the savory part too.
Mm-hmm.
So do you put it on like crackers, or what do you do to eat it?
I usually just eat it plain. I'll just cut a slice and eat it.
Okay.
I also like to eat the topping just as is, but I always serve it with like sturdier crackers.
Sure.
And I've seen it served like with a bow around the brie and then the topping kind of mounded on top. So it's pretty. I usually just kind of let it fall everywhere.
I need to see this.
It's always a hit.
Oh my goodness.
Always a hit.
Well, I love that. And again, I love that there is so much similarity though, in that while we might not be serving potato pancakes, like there's certainly food for me that is only served in December because it's like,
definitely,
you know, just reminiscent of the holiday period of time. And so I just love that. Well, I think I'll, if you don't mind, share just a little bit about some of our family traditions. And then we're going to talk about some of the listener submitted traditions as well. And just, we've got some unique ones too. So I love that. But in terms of our family, I grew up in a pretty traditional Christian home. And many of my family's traditions, similar to Morgan's, were passed down to our family, but we're also loving creating our own traditions. And so one of my favorite new traditions, I'd say new just because it's to our family of five, is that we host this big gingerbread decorating party every year for our friends and some of our neighbors. And so I pre-make all of the gingerbread houses, and then everyone brings a type of candy to put on the gingerbread house. But it truly, I mean, we don't have an open concept home or like a huge home by any means, but I set up tables in every single room and it is a hot mess the whole time people are here, but people are so happy. Like, everyone's just so happy, the kids and the parents, and I just love to be able to bless really valuable people in our lives with something simple like that. It's really not a lot of work for us, but it truly is a celebration of friendship, just a celebration of our families and all of that good stuff. And so I'd say that's one of my favorite activities. Here's my trick to hosting a party like this. If anybody that's listening is interested, I make our gingerbread houses out of graham crackers and I legit hot glue them together. It is so much easier to get those little houses to stay. And pretty much kids only want to eat the candy off the thing anyway. And so we just give the parents a forewarning. We're like, hey, they can't eat the house. There's hot glue on it. So don't let them eat the house.
I love that idea.
Yeah. No, it's great.
I love that idea. So much easier.
It's a lot easier. And because this year, I think we're expecting 15 kids, it's certainly a lot more budget friendly too for us to have the, and they're quaint little houses. So just food for thought. If ever somebody is looking to make multiple small little gingerbread, well, gingerbread in quotes houses. Anyway, that is one of our favorite traditions. And I guess a passed down tradition of my family has been on Christmas Eve. We all go to church, but then we come back to our home or, you know, whoever's hosting that year. And we do like a huge spread of appetizers. We love like good appetizers, and truly, like, you can make appetizers be your full meal and it can fill your belly and your heart so
the
greatly.
Best meal. So,
yes. And so that's just a tradition that my parents started and something that we've passed down to our family, and it's just proven to be a fun thing to look forward to. So those are, I guess, a couple of our traditions that we have. Now, I guess the other tradition that we do, and I believe, Morgan, you'd mentioned that y'all do this as well, is to go around and look at holiday lights around the city. You mentioned that that's something that your family does, right?
Yeah, my kids love seeing trees. To them are amazing. They, you know, that we don't have a tree, but look how pretty. Yeah, they just, I think it's a big novelty for them, and they really enjoy seeing them and just seeing all the different ornaments. And I think the lights to them are the coolest part.
Well, let's kind of hop into some of the listener submitted traditions, and we'll just talk about those. A couple people, actually multiple people, said that they do family footy pajamas. Like, they all have matching pajamas, and our previous sponsor, Hannah Anderson, is certainly a great option for PJs for the family. You mentioned that your son asked for PJs, which I love.
He did, yeah. Yeah, he wanted button-down ones. He was very, I think he's feeling like a grown-up and going away from the superhero pajamas.
So he wanted, like, old man, like, button-down pajamas?
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, I just called it old man.
Sorry. He's basically an old man. No, he is. He 100% is, though. I mean, I've caught him, sitting cross-legged on an armchair reading The Economist. He's an old man.
Oh, and I say that with a lot of endearment in my heart that I just called him an old man. But those button-up, like, collared ones are totally remind me of my grandfather. So I love it. Have you guys ever done matching family PJs?
No, we've never done matching anything.
No, we haven't either. But that seems to be a holiday tradition that many people get into, which I think is very cute in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. I think it's adorable. I love the pictures when everyone posts them on Facebook and Instagram. Love it.
On to a couple of the other traditions that were submitted. As I mentioned earlier, many of the traditions had to do with food. We have people talking about ordering cheese pizza and watching Home Alone. We've got fondue as an option for, you know, Christmas Eve, food to eat. We've talked about Morgan's potato pancakes. What? And the jelly donuts. I'm trying to think of all the other. What other food would be really traditional for you and your family this time of year? Are there any other things that you haven't talked about?
Those are basically the two foods. I feel like our other holidays are more, have more traditional foods. But that's pretty much it for Hanukkah. Every year we try to throw together like a fun, themey cocktail. I think this year we're going to do a winter sangria.
Ooh. You had mentioned to me, and I want the listeners to hear too, what Christmas Day looks like for you. Now, obviously, you know, you're not observing Christmas as a holiday, but at least most of the country shuts down. And so I'm curious what your family does for Christmas Day.
Growing up, my husband would go skiing or snowboarding. We usually kind of have a lazy day at home. We'll go for a walk. We live in a city. So there's, you know, even though most things are shut down, there's still a grocery store to open or a coffee shop. Occasionally we'll go into Boston and just walk around, especially if it's snowy. But very kind of the traditional joke is like Jews do movies and Chinese food on Christmas. I mean, I can think back to so many years of remembering what movie I saw and, you know, whether it was takeout or going to the Chinese restaurant, or sometimes we would do Thai or sushi. But, you know, every year it's just movies and Chinese food. Last year I skipped the movie because I had a young baby, but my parents were up and they brought my kids to the movies. And then we got Thai food. So it's just every year, you know, because there's not a lot to do.
Right.
So we make do with what's available.
Sounds like it's a good family day for y'all, which is very much the same case for those of us that may or may not celebrate Christmas. It's just a slower day on average. And what I find fascinating is actually I know a lot of people that celebrate Christmas that do movies on Christmas Day as well. And
really?
Chinese food on Christmas Day. Yes. So really? It's totally not just a Jewish thing.
Oh. Okay. I mean, that's a default for us, you know, because there's nothing else. I'm so glad. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I think the theme of the conversation, I feel like, is that there's a lot more similarities than what a lot of people probably think that there are. And so
absolutely.
I just find that really fascinating. But okay, one of our other listener submitted traditions, which I loved and I feel like I need to start embracing, is mimosas and or Bloody Marys on Christmas morning while your kids are opening gifts. And I read that and I thought,
brilliant.
Yes. This is the year that I embrace a new tradition, because that sounds fantastic.
It really does. Have you ever put tequila?
Tequila?
Have you ever put tequila in your Bloody Marys?
No.
A nice, like a Blanco tequila in your Bloody Mary instead of vodka?
Ah, look at you. You are teaching me some really important life lessons right now.
About cocktails.
About cocktails. You know what? Coffee and wine or cocktails for a mom are the substance of which we live. So,
absolutely. Absolutely.
I saw someone share like one of those kind of SoMe cards that said something along the lines of, you know why moms post about coffee and wine so often? It's because it's the only thing that they don't have to share with their children.
Oh, gosh. That's so true. Unless, I don't know, mine just see it so much. They're like, oh, it's just part of our lives. It's always there. We're going to have some too. Like, they just don't understand why they can't be a part of the wine and coffee.
It is a hard thing to explain to little people.
Definitely.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's touch on a couple more listener-submitted traditions, because I just love so many of these. One of them was that the night that they put up their Christmas tree, which I realize is not, you know, you don't have a Christmas tree in your home, Morgan, but the night that they put up their Christmas tree, they blow up a blow-up mattress right by the Christmas tree, and they have a family slumber party by the tree. I think that's so cute.
So sweet.
I love it. Oh, I don't know of anyone that does that, but I just loved that idea. So until you don't sleep very well and then you're like, I think I might go up to my bed.
Yeah. Yeah. We call that a sleep under in our house.
Let's talk about one more tradition while we've got it. How about, do you guys do any sort of white elephant gift exchange idea or not?
Sometimes with friends, we call it Hanukkah Harry instead of Secret Santa.
Okay.
Amongst the adults in the family. And yeah, we just do that because it was kind of getting out of hand for a while. Everyone was just buying presents for everyone. It was just too much.
Sure. So Hanukkah Harry.
Yeah.
I love this.
Hanukkah Harry.
Hanukkah Harry. That's fantastic. Well, I just think white elephant gift exchanges can be so funny at times, and just doing
absolutely
gag gifts. I think we take ourselves so seriously often, especially when it comes to the pressure of the best gift, you know, that you can get someone. And so I do like being able to incorporate some silly into it, because I do think that we just take ourselves too seriously sometimes.
We do.
Oh, a little silly can't hurt anybody.
I know someone who walked away with a pet snake 1 year.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I think the snake's still living. It's been a few years.
Okay, I'm going to tell a story, and forgive me if anyone is the slightest bit offended by this story, but I'm just going to say it anyway. One of my very favorite white elephant gifts that I ever got was, I got to set the context. It was actually like a large group of young married couples from our church. So just keep that in mind. And we opened up our white elephant gift, my husband and I, and it was what's called a pornament. And it was two reindeers essentially like humping each other.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness.
And we died laughing. And then it got better because it became the traveling pornament. Like literally, if you went to somebody's house in December, you would stick it on their tree in a spot that they might not be able to find it. And it just kept moving around.
Oh gosh. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, it's got to be like one of my all-time favorite white elephant gifts that I've ever received.
That's fantastic.
It's so funny. And to this date, we're not totally sure who has it, but whoever has it hopefully is enjoying it and planning on passing it along to somebody else. So,
unless they don't know they have it.
Unless it was one of those, the ornaments do get stuck on trees when you take them down and you don't realize that they're still there. Maybe it's one of those.
Oh, that's situations. So funny.
Anyway, well, Morgan, it's been so fun talking to you.
Yeah,
thank
this
you so
great.
Much for sharing
thank
just
you.
Your some of your traditions in your home and talking with me about some of ours, as well as some other listeners. But I think to wrap up, I feel like what is just my take home from our conversation is truly that the month is, regardless of what faith that you identify yourself with, is a celebration. It's a celebration mm-hmm. of life and family. And I just love how many similarities of traditions that we have.
Wonderful.
They might look a little bit different from the outside, but truly so much of it goes back to, again, the celebration of family and good food,
right? Food.
Mixed in there too. And friendship. And so, Morgan, thank you for being here.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks for sharing. I so appreciate it.
Of course.
Morgan Sheena is one of hundreds of moms who own or co-own City Moms Blog Network sister sites across the country. As we mentioned, Morgan owns our Boston Moms Blog site. City Moms Blog Network has nearly 80 sites now across the country, with thousands of moms as contributors and millions more reading each month. We've asked a few of these gals to share their holiday traditions with us, and here they are.
Hi, this is Vanessa from Albuquerque, New Mexico. My favorite holiday tradition is going to cut down a Christmas tree in the woods with my family. We always go the day after Thanksgiving. Our trees are always ugly and scraggly, but it's a beautiful day.
Hi, I'm Megan from Jacksonville, Florida. And one of my favorite holiday traditions is when we were growing up, my dad would always make what we called hole-in-one eggs. Some people call them egg in a hole or egg in a basket, but essentially it's a piece of bread that you make a cutout, and you can do fun shapes with cookie cutters, and you toast the bread in the pan and then crack an egg into it. My dad always cooked them for us, and now me and my sisters all do the same for our families, and it's just a fun tradition to carry on.
Hey, this is Crady from Memphis, Tennessee, and my favorite Christmas tradition is our Christmas Eve box. In one box, I pack coordinating pajamas for the whole family, hot chocolate, popcorn, and a Christmas movie. So we all get in our pajamas after church, watch a Christmas movie, drink hot chocolate, and it's just perfect.
Hi, my name is Katie, Gainesville, Florida.
My dad, my mom, myself, and my brother, we started doing kind of a fancy Christmas Eve dinner out. Dad would make a reservation and we'd all get dressed up and enjoy a nice meal. And the restaurants we'd go to always kind of had exotic things. I just remember fondly, it was my first taste of venison and, you know, just really appreciating food. And that's really spilled over into my travel and interest in cooking in adulthood.
Hi, this is Christy from Newmarket in the United Kingdom. And my favorite tradition is letting our kids open one present on Christmas Eve. And it's always a book.
Hi, I'm Stephanie from Duluth. One of our favorite family traditions is on Christmas Eve, I always make a thermos full of hot chocolate and put it in the car before we go to Christmas Eve service. After the service, we drive around with our little styrofoam cups in the car, looking at Christmas lights, and when we get home, we all get to unwrap matching pajamas. It is the highlight of our season.
Hi, y'all. This is Amanda in San Antonio, Texas, and my favorite holiday tradition is Christmas Eve tamales that, if we're lucky, are gifted by a neighbor or friend who has spent a week making dozens and dozens by hand with her family.
Hi, I'm Christina from Richmond, Virginia, and our favorite family tradition is sitting around the fire reading a different Christmas book each night before bed.
This is Kate from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Each year after we've received all of our Christmas cards, we like to go through each one, punch a hole in the top corner, and put them onto a round metal ring clip. We set them on our coffee table so that we can flip through and enjoy the cards we've received that year. We also save the cards from previous years in drawers on our coffee table. That way we can pull them out and look back and see how our families and friends have grown, and we can celebrate some of the new relationships in our lives or look back at some of the fun memories over the years. It's a great way to put some purpose into those cards instead of just throwing them away at the end of each season.
Hi, I'm Anastasia from McAllen, and my favorite holiday tradition is waking up on Christmas morning, eating Eggs Benedict and having a big breakfast, and then opening presents as a family.
Hi, I'm Jessica from Scottsdale, Arizona. Our favorite holiday tradition is just decorating the Christmas tree. We spend a day together as a family, and we have a grown-up tree, and we have a kid's tree, so the kids get all of the unbreakable ornaments, and they decorate their own tree and have so much fun placing the ornaments wherever they want and making it a crazy, beautiful mess of a tree. And then Mommy has her tree that has all of the special ornaments on it, and we play Christmas music and break out some Christmas candy, and it's just a fun day to start celebrating the new season coming up.
Okay, those are great. I absolutely love hearing different ideas from moms across the country. You know, connection is the heart behind City Moms Blog Network. Motherhood can be a lonely journey, but our local sites all aim to connect moms in their communities by sharing information online and also hosting offline events. Have you found the sister site in your neck of the woods yet? If there isn't one, 2018 is the year to think about starting one. You'd be joining a sisterhood of moms across the country who support one another and run successful businesses with a very flexible schedule. For more information, visit citymomsblog.com. This episode of Just Add Sprinkles Celebrating Motherhood is brought to you by Electrofan Kinder. And moms, you are going to want to hear all about this product because it is a first of its kind sound and light machine that features white noises, fan noises, nature sounds, and lullabies. And it also doubles as a nightlight. Plus, one of my favorite features is that it plugs directly into the wall. The other thing that you need to know about the Electrofan Kinder is that you control it through an app on your phone. I know. Can you believe it? So they have a free iOS or Android smartphone app. So using the app, parents can adjust sounds from any room in the house to minimize disruptions. And let's be honest, as moms, we know that that is vitally important. Electrofan Kinder creates a sleep-inducing environment with relaxing sounds for our little ones. Comes with over 75 different sounds that include lullabies, non-looping nature sounds, white noise, and fan noise, and it's also great for travel during the upcoming holiday season. As I mentioned earlier, because it plugs directly into the wall, it's one less cord that you have to deal with, especially when you're traveling this holiday season. Lectrofan Kinder is available at soundofsleep.com. That's soundofsleep.com. And lucky you for just being a listener for just Add Sprinkles Celebrating Motherhood, you're getting a discount code to try the Lectrofan Kinder out. So just stay tuned until the end of this podcast for that information.
I'm Michelle Fortin with City Moms Blog Network News. 2017 was a great year for our network and moms across the country. This year, we launched 14 new City Moms blog sites. Moms in 13 cities and one international group had the privilege of becoming more connected with other moms in their communities through these sites. Here's the list of cities that gained City Moms blog sites in 2017. Birmingham, Alabama, Waco, Texas, Palm Beach, Florida, Destin, Florida, Providence, Rhode Island, Bloomington, Indiana, Flagstaff, Arizona, Omaha, Nebraska, Rock County, Illinois, Mankato, Minnesota, Mid-Peninsula Moms Blog in the San Francisco area, Gainesville, Florida, and Lafayette, Louisiana. We also welcomed our first international site, Military Moms Blog. We have several moms in training right now getting ready to launch sites in 2018, and we are excited to partner with them. More information on starting your own City Moms Blog site, visit citymomsblog.com.
So that's it for this episode of Just Add Sprinkles Celebrating Motherhood. Thank you so much for joining me as we chatted about holiday traditions. A big thank you to Morgan Sheena, owner of Boston Moms Blog, for co-hosting with me. We so appreciate the insight that you shared and the recipes as well. We are very grateful for our sponsor for this podcast, Lectrofan Kinder. And just for listening, you're going to get a 20% off discount by shopping online at soundofsleep.com and use the discount code CITY20. So for 20% off, use the discount code CITY20 when you check out. Fellow moms, we have so many awesome things planned for you in 2018. But until then, let's all vow to try to relax and enjoy this holiday season with our families. And last but certainly not least, don't forget to just add sprinkles.